Manufacturing votes. No, that's illegal, right? You can't do that. You can't manufacture votes. Mobilizing voters, that's the mantra. And these are the moments in a campaign where registration drives reach their peak as deadlines loom and the profile of the election is at its highest. Registration drives are most efficient in places where large numbers of potential voters congregate. You got your churches, your sporting events, and increasingly on college campuses. Colleges were the centers of mobilization for the Obama campaign 4 years ago. In 2012, there's a different level of enthusiasm among college students, but the intrinsic educational value of getting students to focus on their civic responsibilities, as well as everything else there is to focus on in college, has meant that registration may be becoming part of the fall ritual of college life, right along with homecoming, orientation, and midterms. Shelby Taylor is Digital Communications Director at Bob Graham Center at the University of Florida. Shelby, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And Dan Lewis is director of Northwestern University's Center for Civic Engagement. Dan, nice to talk to you.
Nice to be with you.
Now, Shelby and Dan, how is voter registration a part of the kind of college orientation packet? If I were to arrive on campus, how might I interact with someone in the university who is encouraging me to register to vote? Shelby?
Well, we have really identified many ways in which to institutionalize the voter registration process. One way is we have a tabling event out at all of our freshman orientation programs and welcome rallies. We also have been able to successfully send out an email to our student body from our president encouraging students to log on to our new service called TurboVote. And this new service allows students to, from their computer, easily register to vote or update their voter registration information. Also, they can request their absentee ballot or get email and text reminders. So we're trying to cut through the red tape for our students and make it as easy as possible for them to execute their right to vote.
And Dan Lewis, if I was up there in Evanston, Illinois, on the Northwestern campus, so what would I see encouraging me to vote?
Well, we've taken a little bit different approach than Shelby. We actually get the universities to sponsor the registration, the voter registration, as part of the general registration of the student at the university. So at Northwestern, for example, when a student gets their identification card, it's called the wild card at Northwestern, get their picture taken and have their card issued to them. At that very same time, the university also allows them the chance to vote in, register to vote in any state in the union, depending on where they're from, or to get an absentee ballot. So we've approached it as getting the universities to step up and to blend voter registration into student registration.
So, Dan, I don't have time. I got a busy course schedule. I live in Florida. And there's this whole absentee ballot business. I don't. It just sounds way too complicated for me.
It's it'll take exactly 2 minutes. We train people at the universities so that they're prepared to register or get somebody an absentee ballot in any state. And in fact, Northwestern is a good example. While you're waiting in line to get your picture taken, we can register you to vote in any state. So it's a very quick process as long as there's somebody that can guide you through the forms, which look simple on the outside, but it takes somebody that's familiar with them to make sure you do it correctly.
Talking with Dan Lewis at Northwestern University and Shelby Taylor at Bob Graham Center at University of Florida, college voter registration on The Takeaway. So, Shelby, if students express some sort of hesitation and resistance, you know, not something I'm interested in, how do you push back on that?
Well, what we try to encourage is that, you know, as a University of Florida student, we don't care what major you pick or what you've chosen professionally or academically. We feel that it's your civic responsibility and duty to be part of the democracy. So we try and explain that this is something that is of critical importance. The 18 to 29-year-old generation, or the millennials, now outnumber the baby boomers, and these are going to be the people who are going to deal for many years to come with the policies that are laid down by the next president and Congress. And we try and let our students know that their voice is important and critical, especially in Florida, a battleground state. And we've seen that the outcome of an election can be changed by a few hundred votes. And so, you know, we try to make sure that the students at the University of Florida know that their votes count.
And Shelby, as a battleground state, you've got a really good argument, because if we think back to 2000, and probably many of the students have some memory of what happened in 2000, their vote does matter. Dan Lewis, you're not in a battleground state. There may be very little evidence, if any, of the campaign outside of the debates and, you know, the big events, not a lot of advertising being spent in Illinois. Does it make it harder for you?
Well, what we say to the students is, if you register, then you can decide later on whether you want to cast your vote or for whom you want to cast your vote. But taking the 2 or 3 minutes to register puts you in the game when the election comes on to make a decision about whether you want to participate or not. And once people register, we know from our own research that over 85% of them actually turn out to vote.
Oh, that's interesting, because turnout was 46% in 2008, but typically, you know, it's under 30% for 18-year-olds and people in their first election, and really of college age. All right, I can hear Glenn Beck saying you guys on college campuses are just mobilizing for Democrats. Tell me that that's wrong before we go. Less than a minute.
Well, I'll tell you that it's wrong. We couldn't care less who people are voting for. The main challenge with millennials is to get them into the game, and it's the university's responsibility for them to be good citizens.
Dan Lewis, thanks. Shelby Taylor, final thought very quickly.
Well, I would just say that this is not at all a partisan proposal. The goal is to make it easy for young people to participate in their political process. And as universities, we have an obligation through the Higher Education Amendment of 1998 to make a good faith effort to distribute voter registration forms to each of our students.
Well said. Shelby Taylor, Digital Communications Director at Bob Grand Center at the University of Florida. Dan Lewis, Director of Northwestern University's Center for Civic Engagement, voter registration on college campuses. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.